Just how did the color blue become associated with sadness and depression? That's our investigation today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, June 7th, the 159th day of the year. Actor Liam Neeson has a birthday. If you are feeling melancholy or depressed, we say you're blue. Well, why is that? Here's a few plausible theories. It may be shorthand for the Blue Devils, a common term in the 18th century for the affliction. Others say Shakespeare may have coined the term who described a downcast person as having a blue eye. And there are even some folk medicine claims that indigo or blue dyes, if absorbed into the spleen, can cause deficiencies that lead to depression. Whatever the cause, here's hoping you keep far away from the blues today. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can learn more and get our free newsletter online at almanac.com.